The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. For today's podcast episode, I'm going to be reviewing a Jason Pitts movie that he just directed, and it's called Masquerade. This is a film that I was very eager to go ahead and review for Jason. Of course, Jason's been on my show many a times. And Jason, if you're watching, I do appreciate you taking the time out of your day to watch my review of your film, and I hope that I'm doing it justice by doing this review for you. So, in case anybody doesn't know, this movie is about this girl named Sylvia Darnell, who's actually an international superstar. She invites a blind date she met on the dating site Masquerade to her home for dinner. It is quickly apparent that neither Sylvia or her date are who they present themselves to be. So that's just in lamest terms. This movie has so much more in context. But like I said, this is going to be a non-spoiler review, because if I wind up doing a spoiler review on this thing, I'm going to be talking about the twist in this movie. I'm going to be talking about a bunch of other stuff, but I'm going to reserve that for my spoiler review for this film. Now, at the very beginning, you see Sylvia. She's cutting up some dinner for her to eat and stuff like that. And then, of course, she wind up seeing the credits. The music itself, also I want to say this, the music for the opening credits also feels like a Masquerade kind of ball, kind of like a tango kind of feel to it, which is something that I really liked about the music aspect to it. And also too, it's our first introduction to Sylvia as well, even though you only get like little glimpses of her, but it feels like this little tango dance kind of feel to it when she's cutting up food and things like that. So that was something else that I was really appreciative of this film. Then it gets into the whole entire aspect where it's introduced it to this guy named Clint, who doesn't even know that Sylvia is even doing this blind date thing at all. He thinks it's just like an average person on the other end of the phone call and everything on this Masquerade dating site. And of course, you know, dating sites have been around for a while now, especially in this millennium and stuff like that when it comes down to dating. And so I liked how Jason was able to play off of that narrative and things like that too, because, you know, we don't know who we're talking to on the other end. We're hoping it may be the person that we might fall in love with and things like that. Also too, there's also a little bit of, I want to actually say this though, the guy that she's going to be meeting though too, this is actually a home invasion kind of style movie, kind of like The Strangers as well. And even though her date is actually planning this robbery and things like that in her home, he has no idea that this is actually Sylvia's home. So, you know, he goes on ahead, he knocks on the door, she opens the door, and to his surprise, it's the international superstar, Sylvia. And he's just blown away, of course, because of her beauty and things like that. And of course, there's a lot more to him that meets the eye. He's got tattoos on his knuckles. He's also talking about his past life, even though Sylvia made him talk about his past life and things like that in prison. And then she's also making fun of him. But here's the thing. He has not even changed at all either, because he has his other friends coming in to rob houses. And this is not their first rodeo. But what I have to say is this. The scene, there's this other part too, where she's trying to get to know him. And there's this tango between the two of them, this masquerade dance, if you will, between the two of them at the dinner table when they're trying to get to know each other. And they're playing off each other really well. They're able to have some banter between the two of them. And then also, too, she's making fun of him. She's busting his balls about who his past life used to be and everything. The tattoos. Then it gets into the other plot line where, while this is going on, you have his other friends inside the back seat talking about you know, when I hate this part because of the fact it takes too long for us to rob this house. And it's all about the setup is basically what they're saying. It's all about the setup. If we wind up jumping in there now, she's going to know that something's up, whoever they're trying to rob. So what do? They go ahead, they wait a little bit. And then after that, they start easing into the house, starting taking stuff. And then next thing you know, it has that little bit of a Stranger's kind of vibe to it, which is something I really do appreciate, the fact that they're doing a home invasion, but it's also being well planned out by this douchebag ball bag as well. And let's just say it doesn't go according to how they think it's going to go down. There's a lot of twists. At first, you wind up feeling for Sylvia. Then some other stuff winds up happening. I'm not going to say what happens, but there's some other things that winds up happening within this movie where it changes the whole entire dynamic, where you're no longer feeling bad for certain people in this film. You're wondering how this film is going to turn out. Then also, too, I want to mention this. Jason's got, I have to admit this. Jason has a very unique way of telling a story, and the way he does it in a horror slasher kind of feel with a Stranger's kind of vibe to it, and also to the actors and actresses were really good. I also like horror movies and suspense movies and slasher movies that are taking place in like a one-room scenario, and they did a really good job with the one-room scenario situation. I really thought that they did a really good job with that. But then, of course, like I mentioned before, some things wind up changing throughout this film where you no longer feel sorry for certain characters. Then, of course, Jason likes Friday the 13th. He has that in there, if you like Friday the 13th kind of vibes to it. He has callbacks to Nightmare on Elm Street. He has callbacks to Sleepaway Camp, probably. He's got a bunch of film. Basically, this is like an homage to his fandom. And I like the fact that he's doing what's inspiring him to make film, which is basically using the horror movies that he actually grew up with and telling a story in that kind of way. And then also too, I also want to mention this. I actually caught this at like towards the end of the film, and it changes into like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Next Generation kind of vibe to it. And I'll talk about that on my spoiler review on that part, because where there's a one room situation where a bunch of people are in this one room, and then within this one room, they're all horrified about what's going to happen next. But then you also have some characters that are laughing and stuff like that. So you have a little bit of a Texas Chainsaw kind of vibe to it, which is something that I really did appreciate that Jason did, if that's actually what he was trying to incorporate into this with the Texas Chainsaw Next Generation, which is actually a cult classic. But, you know, I like this movie for what it is. I thought the setup was really good. I thought the chemistry with all the actors and actresses were really great as well. The home invasion with this mixed in with the masquerade setting and everything with the app actually works, because of the fact that you have to do something different to change something with home invasions. You have to do something to make it different. Otherwise, it just feels like another home invasion. No one really cares or anything like that. With this, you can actually get something out of it. You have a home invasion during a date, which is actually planned out by the person that she's going on this blind date with. Then you have other scenarios that happen within this movie itself. And that is something that's unique and totally different. I would like to see a home invasion during an alien invasion, but that's just me. But still, this movie's original. This movie is authentic. This movie will actually make you care about these characters. You're wondering what's going to happen next. This movie's a thrill ride from start to finish. Like I said, the editing on this thing is really good, Jason. I just want to mention that as well. Another thing I want to mention is, like I said, the music. And also, too, the start of the film was good. There's nothing that I can't say that was negatively wrong or anything like that or anything. This movie is really good. Congratulations to the cast and crew for all the hard work that you've done and put into this film. I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode than I normally do, but it is, in fact, a non-spoiler review. But once I actually get the okay from Jason to do a spoiler review, I am going to do a spoiler review. It is going to be a heavy spoiler review. But anyways, that's going to be it as far as this review goes. I hope that you guys enjoyed this review. But if you guys want to, go on and follow me underneath Movie Lovers TV Lovers Unite on Facebook, underneath Movie Lovers TV Lovers Unite on Instagram, and on Pinterest as well. If you would like to get an audio-only podcast episode and many episodes that we do here at Movie Lovers Unite, you guys can get that where you guys get your major podcasts from. Of course, you guys go on ahead, rank us on Apple Podcasts, and then, of course, on Spotify as well. And then, of course, go over to Good Pods. Good Pods is a great place for me to be able to interact with our listeners. And also, too, you get to rank us, tell us what you think about it. We actually comment back to you. It's like social media for podcasters or people who love podcasting, or you're just a listener who loves listening to podcasts. That's a good place for you. Another thing, too, is Saturday, 1 o'clock p.m. Central Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock General Mountain Time. We are going to be doing our Indie Podcast Unite episode, which is something that I'm really excited about. I have a bunch of podcasters that are indie and doesn't have anyone backing them. So we're going to be doing that at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Time on Sunday. And I hope that you guys will join us for that. And also, too, make sure you use the hashtag Movie Lovers Indie Podcast. And that's how you guys can go ahead and find us over there. But anyways, go ahead, if you want to do this, go ahead and donate a couple of dollars to us. You guys don't have to. A simple like, commenting below also helps. And also hitting that little button on the bottom hand right hand corner to allow you guys to know when we have something new coming out helps us out too. But if you want to go ahead and donate, how do you do that? You're just going ahead, go to GoFundMe.com/Movie Lovers Podcast. And that's how you can do that over there. Of course, I do some videos from time to time on TikTok. So you guys can follow me underneath Movie Lovers Unit Zero on TikTok as well. Then, of course, Movie Lovers Unit on Twitter. And then you can also go on ahead and email me if you'd like to be on the show. If you're a sponsor, just go and email me at movieloversunite@gmail.com. And that's everywhere that you can reach me at. Tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, I'm going to be doing a spoiler review for The Matrix Resurrections. So make sure you stay tuned for that. But Jason, I just want to say this, as it was a privilege as always to review this, review your movies, and also allow me a chance to review and see these movies for the very first time. And always, until next time, guys, it's been real. It's been fun. And I can't wait to do this again. And bye-bye.